Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness and fall beneath the weight.
Certain. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. Please check that out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Paul Lester is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, one of my favorite people in the golf world, and legendary for golf photographer, award-winning golf photographer. Paul, tell us about... Folks, we've been talking to Paul Lester, Paul Lester Photography, paullesterphotoonline.com.
That's it.
How you find his website. Paul, you took a picture of Mr. Palmer and the President Bush 41. Tell us, sir, what happened to that picture.
Well, that was a wild picture. That Mr. President came out to the Insperity a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being at the right place, I got lucky. And here they were, in the cart. President looked right at me, Arnold, with a great smile, and I just happened to hit it at the right time.
But you always have a camera ready.
Well, you better.
Yeah.
And you better be ready, and it came out fantastic.
Yeah, and
they named it the King and the President.
Wow.
The King and the Prez.
And folks, I bet most of you have this thing. It's been all over the place.
Yeah, it was. It was a good one, and you know, you feel good about it when you get a good one, and
released it
to everybody, and they used it and loved it, and I really enjoyed that. One thing before I go, you know, that relationship that I was talking about, mm-hmm. you can't get it in one day. You know, it took 5 years to get to that point.
That's right.
And the other thing, and then I'll tell a couple stories, but the people that work for me are fantastic, work with me, I like to say. Mm-hmm. And they really are great. But the one thing that I have over them is I can get the jobs because I know the people. And that's what I tell. I go, you guys are great shooters, better than me, really, in a lot of ways. Know all the technical.
They're more technical, maybe, but
that's right.
But you got the relationships, and that's after 10,000 years.
Yeah.
After 10,000 years, that hasn't changed. The equipment has changed, but the relationship hasn't changed.
Right. You have to get the jobs. Yeah. You know, you have your, so they know you. But
I tell people, face to face is the original social media.
I'm telling you, when you shake your hands with somebody and mm-hmm. you stare them right mm-hmm. in the eyes and tell them, thank you, and great to meet you, and that's how it's done.
Exactly.
And sometimes you have to do, like, the waste management one this year, the first one in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. And they asked me, you know, well, this and that, can you come up and do it? I've never done too many things for nothing. But I said, fine, and I went there for the knew that after I show them what they haven't had before, that things will work out. And this year, now we're back in action.
Good.
And I'll have them forever.
On a paid version.
A paid version.
That's
thank
right.
You.
We like that. We like the paid part.
We need that. But
so
Mr. Player, for instance, is coming in.
He's an old friend of yours, Mr. Player.
Well, he's been, you know, my person that I love.
And mine too.
He's an amazing man. And I remember a couple of times we did a lot of outings. I get to do these outings where we sit on the one tee with them, not a pro day, but on a corporate outing day.
Right.
And we would sit there and wait for the groups to come around. And when they came around, we'd take pictures with Mr. Player. Different guests, and in between the groups, there we were down there. Come on, Paul, we'll do some push-ups, and we're down there doing push-ups and sit-ups on the tee.
Gary Player,
amazing. You know, and I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, here I go, and there I was.
You've seen him on television where he demonstrates how his stomach, how tight his stomach.
Unbelievable.
And you think, well, okay, he's doing that for television. I saw him do it yesterday at the restaurant.
Yeah, I know. And
this man, you know, a lot of people give Tiger Woods. Starting the fitness thing, started the fitness thing in the 50s.
Exactly.
When the rest of the guys were eating donuts and drinking all night
exactly.
and smoking cigarettes, he's doing push-ups and eating healthy.
Well, he's going to tell you that.
He had to do that to
be able to travel
to be, the size that he is to be able to be able to win.
And he is an amazing person, as you'll see in a little while. But I remember when Mr. Palmer a couple of times, and the story I love is that. A tournament in San Antonio, and we were on a par 3, and he was waiting to hit, and all these people were there, and this lady came up, you know, and the child, you know, man, autograph, and he would never say no, but he's like, I'm getting ready to hit. Mm-hmm. Can I do it, you know, after the round? And after he hit, another little girl came up. Could I have your autograph, Mr. Palmer? And he signed it and then went and found that lady that he told, no, okay, come here. You
That's
know, I brought
kind
her
of
over and signed
Palmer.
It. I mean, those things like that, you just look at and go, oh, my gosh, you know, and you just know the real, real
I've seen
people.
Him walk 100 yards from the 18th green to the clubhouse and sign 1,000 autographs, people all around him, and he just signs and signs and signs. I don't know anybody else that would do that.
I know. There's another guy that does it a lot, too, and that's Phil.
Phil Mickelson.
Phil's an amazing
guy. In the young crowd, he's as close as we've got to Mr. Palmer, isn't he?
Oh, yes. I agree. Now, I love Chi-Chi. And I've seen Chi-Chi
does
line him up.
Too. Yeah.
And I've also seen, because you and I are frank with each other, Chi-Chi walk into a dinner and say to me, Paulie, let's not make it a photo shoot tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
That's great, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's and so I'll leave. You know, I'll do a few photos and then I'll get lost. Well, if I'm not there, then, you know, they're not going to shoot it. Now, the invent of these cameras on their phones have become a whole different deal.
That changes everything.
And it's not good.
When you come back next time, we'll talk about the digital world and how that's changed.
I will.
Let's do that real soon.
It's
Paul,
made it good.
Thanks for being here. Good job.
Thank you so much, Jimmy.
Keep
I
up
love
the good
you.
Work.
Thank you for having me. And your book is unbelievable. I learned so much from it every day.
I appreciate it. Paul Lester, ladies and gentlemen, legendary golf photographer. I promise you, that is the truth. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back with Mr. Gary Player. His messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.